Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, as we get set here to talk to Elliot Shore Parks of 94WIP.com about the Eagles, the Gardner Minshew trade, finally naming Jalen Hurts the starting quarterback, and some takeaways on the 53-man roster. An hour from now, we will talk to Mike O'Connor, writes to Ricky Sanchez, about Ben Simmons, the reported trade request, Joel Embiid telling fans they have to be better. It's never a dull moment here in Philadelphia sports, never a dull moment around the Sixers for sure as the offseason plays itself out. And we are now what? How many days away? Tomorrow would be 10. We're 11 days away from the opener, from the Eagles and the Falcons down in Atlanta. The Eagles 3.5-point underdogs. We know it's going to be Jalen Hurts under center. And in 15 seconds, the WIP Fantasy Football League begins. So who knows? Maybe myself, certainly Tucker, he has the second pick. Maybe even Elliot. I don't know what pick Elliot has, but we all might be making our picks live on the air in the first round. Elliot Shore Parks of 94WIP.com. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm 13th, so we have a little bit of time, but there's also a lot of Eagles to talk about, so who knows? Maybe I'll be going.
Yes. I think that you just make a pick, Tucker? Or you, yeah, you're picking?
I just took Dalvin Cook of the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. So, well, I like how you said what team he's on, just in case.
In case people didn't know. I don't know.
In case people don't know where Dalvin Cook was. All right, so the picks are in. We're up to the fifth pick already. What is going on? Elliot, you might pick in a second. Elliot, let's start here. Gardner Minshew. We haven't discussed it on the air since it happened on Saturday. What was your reaction? What do you think about the deal to land another quarterback for the factory?
So I think it's a mistake. Now, I'll recognize and I'll admit that it's good value. Gardner Minshew, in my opinion, is worth more than a six-round pick, although the league did just kind of set his value. I mean, that's what they traded for him. But regardless, I thought it was good value for Gardner Minshew. I think Gardner Minshew is a decent quarterback. I think he has some upside. But I also know that the last time that they added a quarterback and it was just, oh, he's just a backup, was Nick Foles in 2018 after the Super Bowl thing. We remember how that turned out. When they drafted Jalen Hurts in 2020, it was, oh, he's just a backup, it's no big deal. We know how that turned out. So we've seen time and time again that these backup quarterback situations tend to cause drama here in Philadelphia. So on the surface,
it seemed like we lost Elliot there. Let's we'll put Elliot on hold and we'll get him back up. Before we get Elliot back up, I just want to say, and I don't know if it was the weather situation with his phone or whatnot, I want everyone out there to stay safe. Hopefully everyone out there is in a safe place right now. I know I live in Bucks County, and it's not great where I am right now. Luckily, so far, my house, my family, we've been spared with tornadoes, but the flooding and the rain is pretty significant on my street from what I'm hearing. Some water in my basement. It's not the end of the world, but I know a lot of people out there, and I've seen some videos. South Jersey, Bucks County have it way worse right now. So hope everyone out there is safe and get to a safe place. And we'll try to keep entertained. If you have your Odyssey app on and you're hanging out somewhere in a basement or a bathroom somewhere without windows, we'll try to hang out with you. I know tonight is a scary night around here, and it doesn't usually happen to the point where it's like this around here, but it's pretty rough right now out there. So hope everyone stays healthy. By the way, with the ninth pick in the WIP Fantasy Football Draft, I just selected Derrick Henry, running back, Tennessee Titans.
That's a good pick.
At nine? Yeah, I'll take that.
Someone took Austin Eckler.
I was actually going to take Eckler, assuming a guy like Henry wasn't there. I think Eckler's going to have a big year. Anyway, it seems like, Elliot, you're two picks away from going. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Yeah, I know. I'm two picks away. I'm hoping my internet doesn't give out in the next few minutes.
So you were saying about Minshew, like the value's good, but you're worried about the quarterback factory kind of thing again.
Yeah, look, we've seen drama come from these situations. And again, I understand on the surface it sounds silly to say. Like, Gardner's probably not going to be the next Nick Foles. Gardner's probably not going to be what Jalen Hurts was, right? But I've seen it too many times with this team for me to not at least admit that, yeah, maybe this could happen.
Elliot, you are up. You want to make your pick live on the air as you press the button?
Sure. So I think this might be a bit of a reach, but I'm going to take Najee Harris out of Pittsburgh. I feel like high upside at this point. I'm up again in two more picks. I don't like the other running backs that are on the board. I want a running back to be my first pick, so I'm going to take Najee Harris.
Yeah, that's a good pick. If you draft a running back in the first round, you're going to give him the football. So there's no way he's not going to have a big workload for the shows. So I went Derrick Henry at 9. Tucker went Dalvin Cook at 2. Elliot goes Najee Harris at number 13. All right, Elliot, let's go back to the Eagles here. 53-man roster set. Howie and Sirianni spoke yesterday. And for the first time the entire summer, when asked, or wasn't volunteered, but when asked, Jalen Hurts was named the starter by Nick Sirianni. What did you make of what Sirianni had to say about naming Jalen Hurts the starter?
So I'm gonna put my hands up on this one, Joe. You know me and you always admit when we are wrong about something.
Right.
And I've certainly been banging the drum for weeks now of saying they need to name Hurts the starter. They need to name Hurts the starter. When it was just Flacco as the backup, I didn't think it was that important. No one believed Flacco was going to take the job. But when the Deshaun Watson rumors heated up, I really thought they should have done it. So I've been in the camp of they should do it. But I have to be honest to the listeners of your show. And when I heard Sirianni do it, I thought, you know what? I think they played this right. I think that ultimately, when they traded Carson, if they would have just said, you know what, Jalen's a starter now, obviously, because we traded Carson, I don't know if it would have came across the same way. And, I just think the moment of him announcing him as a starter, it almost made it seem like Jalen earned it as opposed to just being given it. So, look, I would have done it like I said, but I'll admit, now that it's over, I did think that the moment of announcing him seemed to mean a little bit more than it would have otherwise.
Yeah, and it was interesting to me that it was kind of an elaborate answer from Nick Sirianni. I mean, I think he could have easily said, Jalen's going to be our starter, Jalen earned the job, and kind of keep it short. He did kind of elaborate on how he's gotten better every day, and it seemed like, in the beginning of this, when training camp started or the offseason started, it kind of seemed like every time they talked about Jalen Hurts, it was more intangible stuff rather than tangible. And yesterday, I got a real sense that Sirianni was excited that Jalen Hurts is quarterback and to kind of see what they could do together this season.
Yeah, and I think he should be. I mean, look, I've reported on this station pretty much every day of training camp. So there's been moments where, sorry, I'm up in the draft really quick. So
what do you got? Who are you going to pick?
So I'm going to take DK Metcalf out of Seattle. I would like to go with another running back, but I'm not a big Joe Mixon guy. I'm looking down the board. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm not that into. Chris Carson, I'm not that into. Yeah, I think I'm going to go DK Metcalf. Probably a bit of a reach, but he's the best next player on the board.
No, it's a great pick because I was hoping he was going to fall to me in a couple picks. So,
perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
He was going to be my pick, if not yours. Okay, so go on. Sirianni on Hurts and being excited.
Yeah, so I've called into the station pretty much every day since training camp began. And there's certainly been days where Jalen's not been good. And there's been, two, three practices where I would call in and say, I'm getting a little nervous about what he's looking like. But ultimately, now the camp's over, preseason's over, we've seen the joint practices, I do believe they should be excited by what they've seen out of him. He does make plays on the run. He does look good from the pocket. He is hitting guys in stride. I mean, how many times have me and you talked about Carson over the last few years and said he's not hitting guys in stride? Now, turning the offense, Sirianni's offense is built on hitting guys in stride. Jalen Hurts was a very catchable, nice ball that hits his receivers in stride. So I do think that what they've seen over Jalen over the last few months should be encouraging.
Elliot Shore-Parks with us from 94WIP.com, the Go Birds podcast. All right, Elliot, let's talk about the roster and the moves they made and some surprises yesterday. And I think those surprises today probably people reconciled with it because a guy like Travis Fulgham did not make the roster, yet he came back on the practice squad, which I think some people yesterday were like, how could Fulgham not be on the team or maybe surprised a little bit, but then he's back on the practice squad. What did you make? What were your takeaways from the decisions they made, whether guys they kept more at one position or mm-hmm. players who just didn't make the team?
So I thought keeping J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was the right move. I think he's had a good camp. I think he's looked good. I understand the first year that he hasn't looked good, but that was in a different offense with a different head coach and a different quarterback. And he's looked good under Nick Sirianni and with Jalen Hurts throwing him the ball. So I would have not cut J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and I think it was the wise decision that they didn't. On the flip side, Travis Fulgham has not looked good in training camp. He's been non-existent for stretches. He was the only receiver. I tracked every pass that was thrown his way. He was the only receiver that only caught 50% of the passes. All the other receivers were, in the 60s and 70s. I mean, they're just high percentage throws you get in training camp. Fulgham was only at 50%. And then we saw in the preseason game, he didn't play that well. So, you know, Sirianni preached competition, and I think that this showed because, you know, obviously Devontae Smith was going to make the team. Jalen Reagor was. But you could argue coming into camp that Travis Fulgham was the most established slash, like, you know, he's achieved the most in the NFL. And they cut him. And then he went through waivers. So I think that shows what the league thinks about Travis Fulgham as well. So I thought the decision to go with JJ and cut Travis was the right one.
Yeah, and it worked out because they got Travis Fulgham back here. By the way, I just took CeeDee Lamb with my next pick. So I got CeeDee Lamb.
Very nice.
We're going to go the Tucker route here. Wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys, in case people aren't sure who he plays for.
I mean, like, at the first pick, they announced the college they go to. Everyone knows Trevor Lawrence went to Clemson.
I know, but you usually do that in fantasy drafts. Derrick Henry, Titans. People.
I mean, what if there's another Derrick Henry?
I don't think there's multiple Derrick Henrys. Anyway, we are with our guest, Elliot Truparks. We all compete in the 94 WIP Fantasy League. All right, so the Eagles set this roster now. When you look across, Elliot, after training camp is in the books, the roster set, the quarterback room set, what's your big picture thought on this team and kind of how the roster lines up heading into the season? Are you more excited than you were in the beginning of camp, less excited? Give me your thoughts on the roster now that you kind of see the whole thing in full.
Yeah. So I was in a bit of a minority heading into camp because I already thought they were going to be good. So I didn't finish camp thinking, oh, maybe this team can make the playoffs, because I started training camp thinking they could make the playoffs. And the reason that I think they could showed at camp. They have what is going to be a dominant defensive line. All four starters are capable of, you know, 7-8 sacks this season. Josh Sweat or Barnett, however you want to call them, both of them are capable of it. Ryan Kerrigan is certainly an established pass rusher. I look what I've seen out of Milton Williams. So I think the defense line can be very good. The offensive line, the most important thing for them is they're healthy. They're going into week one healthy, and when they're healthy, we've seen that they're a very good line. So I believe in the lines of this team, and that was backup during training camp. But one thing that did, you know, surprise me was how good the receivers looked. And I know it's training camp, and I know they have to prove it in a game, but I can't emphasize enough how important it is that Nick Sirianni's background is in wide receiver coaching. That's how he made his name in the NFL, and you could see it out on the field. He was coaching these guys up one-on-one very closely throughout camp, and you could see that they were all improving. So, you know, we'll see in Atlanta. We'll see, you know, the following week if they can keep it up. But I do believe the receivers will be better, and that was kind of the only weak point of the team. So I think they have a very good roster, certainly capable of making the playoffs.
Elliot, even yesterday, as they set the 53-man roster, there wasn't a way that Howie was going to get out of there without another question about Deshaun Watson over the weekend again. Mm-hmm. It kind of jumped up. You know, the rumors came back out of nowhere that maybe it's going to happen now. Nothing has happened. He's still on the Texans. I don't think anything's going to happen today or tomorrow. Maybe not until next offseason in reality. But Howie asked again. I thought yesterday, of all the times they've been asked, either directly or indirectly, about Deshaun Watson and the pursuit of him, was the strongest retort by Howie Roseman. What did you make of the way Howie answered the question yesterday about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, so I don't think Howie Roseman will ever say Deshaun Watson's name at a press conference unless they acquire him. But I thought yesterday at the press conference, he said about as close as he ever will to saying we're not going to be trading for him. I thought he did the best he could to close the door without potentially violating any tampering rules. I also don't think it's, you know, coincidental that it was in the same question, but it was in the same answer as well, that Nick Sirianni named Jalen Hurts a starter, right? Would they have traded for Deshaun Watson if he was willing to come here? That's a $1 million question. I don't know that, but I do know that pretty coincidental, I think, that a weekend after it came out that Deshaun Watson wasn't going to accept a trade there, that, you know, he forcefully shut it down at the next press conference. So I don't think they're going to be getting Deshaun Watson. Anything's possible, you know, in a few months. We'll see what happens with the legal situation. But I thought they made it about as clear as they could for the first time that Jalen's their quarterback, and it's not going to be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a good answer by Harry Roseman. Elliot, appreciate you hopping on. Have a good night. Next time we talk, next week, it'll be week one. We'll be getting ready for the Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. Elliot, we're here. We made it. The Eagles season is starting.
Nothing better than talking Eagles football with you weekly. So I'm super excited to get this season here.
Football guys talking football. Elliot, have a good night.
Exactly.
And enjoy the rest of the draft.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shoreparks, 94WIP.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.